7 golden tips. Often I don't want to know or feel anything. Self-realization cannot take place as long as you insist on digging your heels in. With resistance and denial, with what you keep attempting to place outside of yourself, you maintain the delusion of two, and with it, the pain of comparison and judgment. But I really don't want it. And precisely what you don't want, you make stronger by resisting. Why does it need to be pushed aside? Why not just let it be? Are you going to stay fighting and lock your life into one great big no? As long as you do not want to be aware, you are driven by your patterns of habit, by fear and control. You live a frozen identity. Where do you want to go with your life? What do you want to give attention to? Conflict or acceptance? What do you want? What do you really, really want? I want to awaken. Then lay down the fight and be willing to experience nice and not nice, sadness and joy with equanimity. Allow what comes to come. Allow what goes to go. And see that you are the light in all that you think and experience. I find many things difficult to accept. Well, have you accepted today's weather, the song of the nightingale, or the stripes of the zebra? Life lives itself and is not concerned with what you do or do not accept. It's not fair. What is fair? Who determines what is fair in life? Look around and follow the world news. How much fairness do you find? What happens, happens, regardless of what you think about it. You are only putting yourself in the way. Do you really want to keep yourself jammed, feeling wronged and dissatisfied? I am convinced that it is quite absurd to keep your life restricted by a thought. You give thoughts and convictions the power to rule and restrict your life. With every thought that you adopt as true, you build your own cage. Is that not absurd? I keep on thinking and looking for solutions because I cannot accept. You are looking for liberation from your burden in a mental maneuver that you call acceptance. But don't I have to accept my life? Accept nothing. Reject nothing. Where is your life and who are you that wants to accept? I am so desperate. I've been involved in spirituality for 20 years without any result. I'm desperate and furious because I'm still empty-handed. What do you mean, empty hands? Not empty, but clenched up as fists. You are so frustrated, so angry, so desperate. These hands are not empty at all, but full of despair and anger. You are holding on to all of that. Let go. Let anger and despair go, and receive with empty hands. I have a story for you. My friend, the Mahasiddha Tilopa, once gave some golden words of advice to his beloved student, Naropa, 1,000 years ago in India. How is he your friend if he's been gone 1,000 years? Tilopa is my friend. Just as Jesus, Buddha, Rumi, Bodhidharma, Anandamayi Ma, Ramana Maharshi, and many other mystics from all ages are my friends. Their words are so potent, their presence so alive. This intensity has no time for time. Time cannot even enter. They are my heart friends, an ever-present inspiration. And I don't mind if this friendship is true or if it is reciprocated. Let's listen with Naropa to the wise words of his master Tilopa. Naropa, listen well. You are not bound by what you perceive, but what you cling to. So cut your clinging and let go, Naropa, let go. How can I let go? How can you cling? You are not stuck to anything. You have never been attached to anything. It only seems so. Your handcuffs are made of illusions, dreams, and ignorance. Letting go is not the issue. How is not the issue. And what you call I is a mirage. It is just about the same reality as a rainbow. Then Tilopa brings nuance to his first all-encompassing pointer. Listen, Naropa. Let go what has passed. Is your past empty? Let go your difficult childhood and painful memories. Let go your resentment and regret. It is gone, so let it go. Let go the beautiful moments of your life that you continuously entertain and the spiritual insights that you conceptualize time and again. Who actually are you without your past? With the stories that you keep repeating, you shield yourself against the naked intensity of this moment. In the relentlessness of immediacy, there is no time for your story, your actions, or your acceptance strategies. And precisely here, only now, life is alive. Then Tilopa speaks again. Listen, Naropa. Let go what may come. Let go of your future too. Your expectations, projections, desires and worries, let them go. Your future is no more than mind-made thoughts glued together. They are just imaginings. No longer sacrifice the experience of this moment to making images about the future. In thinking about past and future, what repeatedly escapes you is this very moment. The mystery of now. The past does not exist. The future has not been born yet. When the future is born, it is now. You can only awaken now. There is nothing other than now. And now embraces all. Then Tilopa speaks again. Listen, Naropa. Let go of what is happening now. See that this moment knows no time. Then do not project time into it. Acknowledge that every moment simultaneously comes and goes in you. This moment is new, always new. Now will never become past and future. It has never been. But then there is nothing. You and all your experiences are as transparent as the sky. Do you really have to give up everything? What you give up is delusion, resistance, and denial. What then can I hold on to? What are you going to hold on to? To which idea? To control? To money? To your partner? Is it really necessary for you to hold on to anything? And who is it that wants to? Look carefully. Who do you think you are? Is what you call I not also a collection of ideas? See what is true and has always been so. See clearly and immediately, without putting anything in between. See delusion as delusion, assumption as assumption, conditioning as conditioning. See now, without any interpretation, explanation, or confirmation. No longer believe what has been taught to you. Or what you have read, or what you are reading now. Trust your own sight. Self-realization. So, if I understand you right, just at the moment you attempt to understand, Tilopa speaks again. Listen, Naropa. No longer try to figure anything out. Nothing needs to be understood. Nothing needs to be solved. Nothing needs to be changed. Your very search prevents finding. The mystery is. This can never be grasped in understanding nor expressed in words. In therapy, and in many belief systems, context and meaning is assigned to meaninglessness. But in the awakening inner journey, it is different. Here, you meet direct experience, which cleaves through all your ideas. And so you enter the domain of meaninglessness. Have the courage to no longer need to know. Have the courage to no longer define and interpret your experiences. Yes, but I have to keep everything going. Then Tilopa speaks again. Listen, Naropa. Don't try to make anything happen. Be aware of the ideas that you keep setting in stone. Things need to be like this. That has to go. Something else has to be accepted. Empty yourself of underlying fears and desires and be still. Everything needs to be free, doesn't it? Things must be free. Things must be open. I must go beyond. I am waiting until it comes, or if I just do this or that. How do you know that? Don't strive any longer to bring about what already is. What is what you are. So I have to surrender myself, but I am not really real. Just as surrender is not real. And then Tilopa speaks again. Listen, Naropa. Relax right now and rest. Your search and your sadhana, leave it behind. Everything that you have received and everything that you have let go of, leave it behind. No longer believe that you are making progress on your spiritual path. All your efforts, your intensity, and your love for truth have made you fully receptive. Now you can apprehend. Nothing needs to be renounced, purified, or transformed. There is nothing you can do. Your journey is over. Be still and rest in the light of awareness.